chapter 15, verse 26. Evil devices are an abomination to Jehovah, but pleasant words are pure. So in the context and in the structure of the Hebrew parallelism, it would appear that the evil devices that are abominable to the Lord are devices that find expression in words. But the opposite of the evil devices, which are abominable to the Lord, are pleasant words. And here I only pause to emphasize, you see how the fear of God again slips in? You'd think he's gone verse after verse, just talking about speech as though he were moralizing, and then all of a sudden God is stuck right in the middle of the instruction. A reminder to us that we must constantly come back to the foundation in every one of these aspects of admonition.